Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Moment for Rosalind when Dr. North had his last visit with her in the hospital and said he saw no reason in the world why she shouldn't be allowed to go home. Home. Once it would have been where she and Bobby could have weathered any kind of storm together. Now, it was just a place where Mrs. Jedson could once more administer her indispensable love and hospitality. Rosalind assured Dr. North she wasn't ungrateful for it, but...
I suppose you think I'm a very funny Rosalind these days, don't you?
Now, my dear, doctors don't think things about patients, especially when they've been as sick as you. After all, we must give nature a chance in every direction. Heart, lungs, nervous system.
It's kind of you to charge my attitude to shock. That's what Father Stewart and Florence think. And Mother Jedson, too. But when my baby died... my love for Bobby died with it.
But, Rosalind, very soon now, you must begin to orient yourself to these new conditions at home.
You mean into accepting Bobby as my husband and to sharing my life with him again? To find notes in his pockets from other women? To hear him laughing and kidding with girls? His dates? To listen to one alibi after another why he couldn't get home before 3 a.m?
And... what if you were to find him a changed man?
Yes, I think that's possible. A man who's changed for the worse.
Well, suppose we let the whole thing ride along for, say, another week or two. But, Rosalind, don't make the mistake of shutting the door on your love for Bobby. That door, once shut, is never opened again.
I can't promise that I'll do what you want. But thanks, just the same.
And now, in the morning, we'll have you and Nurse Arden in a convalescence car.
You mean ambulance?
Rosalind, my patients go to hospitals, valescence cars. Oh. Now, are you going to be a good girl and mine?
Hmm? Now you sound just like Uncle Jimmy.
That's a compliment. He certainly is a very loyal and faithful friend to the Stewarts.
Well, well. And how does it feel to have your girl home again?
Oh, man. I'm so happy. I just can't control the tears. Look at me. Just crying my old fool head off.
Yes, I guess your heart was pretty full. Mine, too. Had a mighty big lump in my throat when I saw Rosalind come home to us again. Too bad she had to come empty-handed. Those strong young arms of hers would certainly have been a wonderful cradle for a baby.
Now, Rosalind's gone through a mighty big crisis. Wonder she come out at all. And she's had a heap of time to think. And the more she thought about Bobby, the more she was positive he was the fault of the whole thing, of her losing the baby.
Mrs. Judson, what's gone is gone. The baby is in the hands of a divine providence. Rosalind is Bobby's wife. Now, I'm not going to interfere. It's her life and her marriage. But that boy's taken the lesson out of it. This time, all right.
And that's what we hoped the last time, and the time before that. My land, and before that time, too. I promise you, though, Uncle Jimmy, I ain't a-going to egg her on one way or the other. But someone better get hold of Bobby and tell him that he ain't to put a foot in that girl's room until she wants him.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's be me, all right. Well, I'll do my best.
Want to go up and see Rosalind?
No, not just now. You just give her my love and, well, after all, the trip from the hospital and coming home, oh, you know, enough excitement for one day. And, oh, by the by, don't do too much waiting on that nurse. We don't want you to get all worn out, you know.
Oh, it's a heap sight easier to cook for three or four, for that matter. And that girl ain't lazy. No, sir. Got busy right off washing Rosalind's gown and undies, making herself right at home.
Well, Florence will look in tonight, and perhaps Arnold, too. But just for a few minutes.
Rosalind's been asking after Dorothy and Johnny. Guess she'd be mighty glad to see the little mischief.
Mischief, you said it. A romantic little mischief. Shouldn't wonder, but right this minute he's trying to think of ways and means to elope with Betty on the contents of his piggy bank. All of 96 or 97 cents.
Well, when it gets up to a dollar, expect we'll be losing Johnny.
Yeah. Well, if that's all we had to worry about, there wouldn't be one problem left in the world.
Say, Uncle Jimmy, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately.
What, is that so, Johnny? Well, I'll come on right over here and let's hear all about it.
It's got me worried.
Oh, a problem in arithmetic?
No, Uncle Jimmy. It's about Rosalind's baby.
Oh.
I thought we were all going to get a look at it. Instead of that, why, they just took it away. They don't take grown-ups away in a hurry like that, do they?
Johnny, does Uncle Jimmy have to answer those questions? You see, I...
Of course, you don't have to answer unless you want to.
Oh, it isn't that I don't want to, Johnny, but... Well, it would be difficult for Uncle Jimmy to take a problem and an issue as big as life and death and try and boil it down so that you'd understand it and be satisfied.
Is Rosalind's baby in heaven? Can you tell me that?
Yes, Johnny. You can rest assured that the giver of all good gifts has taken good care of that little fellow.
Did the baby have a name, Uncle Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. Robert James Stewart.
Gosh, must be tough for Sister Rosalind. I've been thinking about that, too. Does she cry a lot because her baby died?
Well, she did cry a lot, Johnny. But mothers never forget their little ones. But Sister Rosalind is very brave, you know. She realizes that the living have a duty to the living. Now, Uncle Jimmy hasn't been very much help, has he, son, this time?
Well, anyhow, you did your best. And Daddy just said, Johnny, why must he ask so many questions? And Mom cried. And Brother Bobby said, scram. Gee, I wanted to be an uncle.
Well, you'd have been an uncle, all right. That's right, Johnny.
I wanted to be an uncle just as much as Bobby wanted to be a daddy. A mom, a grandmother. And they don't think I know anything. Well, I know a lot, and so do other little boys, too. We're not dumb. I'll say we're not.
No, Johnny, you're not dumb. And you do know a lot, and you just keep on asking questions, son. That's the best way in the world to learn things.
Everybody's been so busy around here that they haven't paid much attention to you, have they, Uncle Jim?
Now, what made you think anything like that was happening?
Oh, I know. You get a funny look on your face. like Pal does with Lady when no one says nice things to them.
And pets them a little and says, nice doggy? Do you want them to say, nice Uncle Jimmy?
Now you're making fun. I know I saw your eyes twinkle. Well, anyhow, you know what I mean, don't you, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, I think I do, Johnny. And thank you for it.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, hold me tight.
Why, Johnny, dear. Johnny.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I just can't get over thinking about Sister Rosalind's little baby. And it must be a terrible thing to die.
Johnny. Uncle Jimmy is just where you left him before. He can't do much explaining about life and death. But, Johnny, in reality, nothing ever dies. God sees to that. Things just go to sleep or go away in one form, and well, they come back in another. And, Johnny, well, you'll just have to take Uncle Jimmy's word for it. Sister Ron dead.
And just imagine, Arnold. Uncle Jimmy said that our Johnny just cried as though his little heart would break over the whole thing.
Yes, I know. That little fellow of ours is more sensitive than we think.
Yes, and knows a heap sight more, too, by his own admission. You know, I think he might turn out to be a poet or playwright. You know, I just know he's going to be a writer. Heavens, with that sensitiveness and imagination.
Too much imagination, if anyone should ask me.
No, not too much anything in that boy. And whatever was fine, I'd just take very good care of. Never know what that Johnny might turn out to be.
Oh, is that you, Bobby?
Yes, Dad.
Just get through at the office?
Oh, I was through when you were, but I thought I'd start working on those files. I think they need a thorough going over.
Well, a very necessary, and I may warn you, thankless task.
I don't mind.
Why don't you come in and sit with us for a while, Bobby? Heavens, we hardly see you anymore.
I guess I'll tumble right into bed, Mom.
There's some cold meat, salad, and pie in the icebox. And some of Mrs. Jensen's really scrumptious floating island pudding.
I'm not hungry. Oh, how's Roz today?
Just fine. Gaining strength all the time.
That's swell. Did she see any of the family today? I mean...
Why, we only saw her for just a minute or two. She's not allowed much company.
Sure. Was there anything I could do for her?
Why, I don't remember, Bobby.
Okay. Night, everybody.
Good night. Mother, I think our Bobby has very suddenly grown up.
It's about time.
He certainly paid a terrible price for coming into man's estate.
No price is too big if a little common sense is pounded into us.
Yes. But what if the price of getting common sense should cost him his marriage?
And Uncle Jimmy meant what he said, for Rosalind seems very determined to put Bobby out of her life for good.